Molly, the brutality of SAS Australia has divided a lot of people, but one thing is for sure, if you're watching it, you just couldn't be anything other than in awe of former athlete Yana Pittman. Yana, number four, good morning. Welcome to Power.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Just earlier, I mentioned that you might be one of the most impressive women I've ever seen with my eyes, Yana. I hope that's okay.
Oh, thanks, Molly. That's so nice.
Oh, gosh. Last night, I just thought, how is she doing this? Just every element of that episode, it just, I don't even have words anymore.
What do we have? We had the ladder troop extraction, the assault course, which pretty much brought you to your knees, Yana. Like, obviously a lot to be going through.
That's right. I mean, to be honest, even trying to climb into that helicopter, at one point I thought I was never going to get to the bottom of the ladder, and I thought, well, this is an embarrassing way to go out. You can't swim. But thankfully made it to the top, got a lovely cuddle from Ant Middleton, which I think many women would love. And then obviously almost, you know, passed out during the assault course. But it's just an accumulation of low, guys. Like, we're 12 now out of 13 days, and the sleep deprivation and the lack of food, and just, it's also just trying to keep you mentally, you know, on your game. It was, it's wearing by this point in the course.
I've done True Grit before.
And, it's not the same.
That course, I cried three times, Yana. Three.
Oh, that makes me feel better, Molly. I think I've had two. Oh, no, I think I'm up to four now that I think about it.
And when you were reading that letter last night, I thought, she is just, not only is she so physically strong, but emotionally, you're just a powerhouse in every way, shape and form.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that was one of the more challenging emotional things of the show, just because I think we're all so tired. We're all of us are parents that were there, and we're all missing our little ones so much. And a lot of us, I think, came to quite a reality that we want to prioritise our family. And so, therefore, that stark realisation that, you know, you could be hit by a bus tomorrow or, you know, get cancer or something horrible, and to be able to actually have that I guess, message to your family was very emotive.
What you find yourself doing on radio, Yana, is not only watching these shows, but also kind of looking at the social media feedback for them. And yours has obviously been incredibly powerful and positive. But one thing I've seen quite a lot of, and you probably have too, is people saying things like, I never used to like Yana Pittman, but how impressive is she now? Totally won over. She's earned my respect. Like, how do you feel about getting those kind of backhanded compliments? Because, I mean, I know you know how the social reaction was to you all those years ago when you were competing as an athlete.
Look, it gives me a couple of things, Damon. Firstly, I realise how different media is these days, because I'm grown up, don't get me wrong. I'm not quite the kid I was when I was an athlete, but I'm still very emotional, very, you know, open about my feelings and about life experiences, whereas I think in the media, you guys really appreciate that now. So authenticity is praised, which is different from when I was younger. But I also, I love hearing those messages, because I'm still someone that doesn't change, that wants to be liked ultimately.
Yeah.
So having those wonderful messages to think that that perhaps, you know, they've changed their opinion and that they're inspired by my journey, their kids might be inspired by, you know, a woman trying to get out there and try and conquering this course is nothing but lovely.
As someone that's kind of been through those hard yards as an athlete who was really judged by the public, do you think we have the right perception a lot of the time of our athletes as people, or do you think there needs to be a lot more sympathy and understanding from the general public?
I think that's a great question, actually. I think it's probably just taking media with a grain of salt. Ultimately, you know, athlete is out there trying their absolute best to be the greatest for our country, and there's a lot of pressure on them, a lot of emotions. A lot of them aren't well trained in the media, and a lot of us are so a type of personality that genuinely just wants to be loved. And we're out there competing, and we often haven't had a lot of friends, if you think about it, as a kid, because you're always training.
You're always competing.
So, yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, yeah, of course, we're human, we make mistakes, and often they're in the media. So I guess it's having that adult conversation with yourself of, are you enjoying the story because it's a bit dramatic and interesting, or is there any truth behind it?
So true. And we've been talking a lot about this on our show here at Power FM, that we need to be kinder to people that we don't know, people that we see in the media, different celebrities, even reality stars. And yeah, hearing you speak about that there is so true. You are the final woman standing at the moment on SAS. Did you ever think that you would become such a role model for women?
No, and when I first started, you had people like Bonnie and Izzy and Alicia Molik, people who I thought were physically better than me, especially because I'd had a baby, obviously, 6 months before.
Yeah,
so, you know, I guess, I know, crazy, aren't I? But look, in all truth, it's something I've always, again, always wanted. I love the idea of women feeling like that with the right attitude and with the right support around them, they can achieve anything. Mm. So I love the idea that there's young girls out there on the couch with their mum going, hey, mum, can I do that when I grow up? Can I be a doctor? Can I go to the Olympics? And that they may actually believe it's possible. So it's a great message that we are raising our women and our girls to believe in themselves.
One of the staff said last night that this isn't about whether or not women can complete this course, because we know women can. It's just about finding the right woman that can do it. And it's not about, oh, we can do it as well, we want to be better than men or the same as them. It's about competing with yourself. Did you really feel that while you were out there?
100%, and particularly from the other recruits. It's one of the reasons I actually really like this course, is you're actually not pitted against each other. It's you're against yourself, and how well you can do in the course is reflected, obviously, at the end if you're there. So I definitely think women are very capable, because it's not only the physicality, and obviously last night you saw that my postpartum body is starting to fail a little bit. I think I said I'm cooked in the episode.
Yeah.
And I was. I'm really, really getting to my very, very end level, my maximum, basically. But, you know, having someone who is mentally strong and who has trained for a good 2 years would probably be able to pass an SAS selection course. Obviously, you'd have to speak to the real SAS guys to ascertain that, but it shows that it's definitely possible. So it was great the DS highlighted that.
You can do it, Molly. I believe in you.
Yeah, well, now that Yana's come out here and shown me that you can be an Olympian, a doctor, a mum of four with two on the way, and climb up that ladder in the freezing cold with all your wet clothes on, I mean, of course we can.
Yana, Molly touched on something there, and I don't want to say that I don't necessarily believe New Idea and Daily Mail as publications, but apparently you are expecting two more kids, twins, on the way.
Oh. I know, and I'm not sure how people will respond to that. They might think I'm a little bit crazy. We hoped for one more. My beautiful husband obviously took on my three kids, because I was a single mum with the three kids before I met him. He wanted one, maybe two babies, and the guy lucked it and got three. So we were expecting twins.
What is the age gap going to be between your youngest three then?
Yeah, my youngest is only 10 months old, so we're going to have three under two at one point.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a little bit crazy.
Once again, engage those superwoman skills, yeah.
That's the real SAS right there.
Forget about the final of SAS Australia tonight. Yeah, you've got some hard yards coming up. Of course, the final week continues tonight and tomorrow, 7:30, Channel 7 and 7+. Number 4, Yana Pittman, we've loved watching you throughout this series. We can't wait to see you dominate until this finish line here.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.